We're in Biyam Derkecha on Shabbat Kodesh on page Kuf Ayin Hey. We're going to be learning about the essence of the work of Tzafra de Shabbata, the morning of Shabbat Kodesh. So after the night of Shabbat, Shabbat Shacharit, when you get to the Shabbat morning, Shu et Tzafra de Shabbata in Aramaic, right? It's called Tzafra is morning, the Shabbata of Shabbat. אז מאיר אור השם יתברך באופן שהוא מתגלה אלינו כביכול ואור בהיר עוטף אותנו באהבה גדולה. The revelation that we have of Hashem is so to say as if a great clear light is coming and surrounding us with immense love. במנוחה ושלווה, with calmness and tranquility. And a Jew that prepared himself properly and yearned in the nighttime, because remember nighttime is Bina, is the secret of yearning, of desiring more, of just coming into the recognition that everything is Hashem. You're still not there yet. You just realize that the world is filled with Hashem's light after 6 days of darkness. Now, so you're yearning to connect to that reality. In the morning already, it's coming down in a way of it just is. The whole entire world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem. There's nothing to yearn towards. You're there. Right? In the morning, we're still, in the nighttime, we're still working towards that. We're still anticipating it. In the morning, it's already, that's the reality. Because in this powerful time of the morning of Shabbat, you should be able to tangibly feel Hashem Yitbarach is being revealed very strongly, very clearly, until a person feels Efes Zulato. There's nothing besides Hashem Yitbarach. And then, when you feel that the whole entire creation is just nullified in front of Hashem's light, and you feel a sense of Bitul, of nullification, you melt inside the light of Hashem, and you're included inside Hashem with love. And no matter what you do, it's like it's being done by itself, with an internal sense of, I just feel completely nullified to Hashem. Hashem is acting through me. This is the light of the day of Shabbat. By way of the powerful ishtokikut and yearning that we had at the nighttime, that there the creation is yearning to the source of its light and its life, the creator of the world. Then in the morning, Hashem is revealed to us and we ascend higher and higher very powerfully to be able to merit, to recognize the reality with such strength and with such clarity, until we feel en ela et oroid barach, all there is the light of Hashem, and besides that everything is nullified. So what is the essence of the work of the day? By way of us yearning at night, which is the recognition, the initial recognition of the reality of Hashem within the world, and we yearn to powerfully to connect to Hashem, then in the morning Hashem reveals to us, so to say, Himself. He is revealing Himself to us already, so to say. According to the height of the fire that you had and the yearning that you had, and how much you were able to mitbonen biyichud Hashem, bina, right? The nighttime is the work of bina, to be mitbonen, to contemplate the greatness and the oneness of Hashem, how Hashem's shechina is revealing Him in the world, and every single thing that you go through in the nighttime, so too you merit to a deeper understanding, a deeper recognition in the oneness of Hashem in the morning. And we have this immense ascension and a greater expansion of our consciousness to merit to recognize the oneness of Hashem so clearly, until we feel how there's no reality at all. All there is the light of Hashem, blessed be. And besides Him, everything is nullified on Shabbat. And we take immense pleasure in His light. And we feel tranquil. We feel calm. We feel simcha, internal joy that's not dependent on anything. Like the Zohar says, kad nehir yamama biyoma de shabbat asliku de chedva salik bechulaul almin benaiche bechedva kidei hashamayim mesafrim kevod el umaase yadav magid arakia. When the light of Shabbat morning comes down, there is an ascension of simcha in the world and all of the worlds with complete tranquility and inner joy, and then hashamayim mesafrim kevod el umaase yadid el maase yadav magid arakia. The heavens start to tell over the glory of Hashem, and the handiwork of His hands start to talk about the firmaments, right? Everything starts to sing the praise of Hashem. In the morning of Shabbat, we ascend so much and we recognize the greatness and the revelation of Hashem within the fine details of the world, with the perception of the creation, like on the nighttime, just like on the nighttime. But we go on a much higher level on Hashem's side. Nighttime is all about us trying to recognize that. Now Hashem starts to take a step towards us, We look at Hashem and we understand me'at ba mahuto, a little bit. We understand a little bit of what His essence means in its truth, meaning how ech shehim bistaklut shelo, how the world is according to His view, how Hashem looks at us. And by way of this, we merit to ascend higher from the human creation outlook that always looks at himself as something separate from Hashem. And we ascend to recognize the oneness of Hashem and the godliness of Hashem, she'en od milvado klal, that there's nothing besides Him at all. And then we merit, with the strength of His recognition and His reality in this world, to grasp in a much deeper internal way the whole entire creation is just the light of the Ein Sof. And when we merit to this recognition, that everything is nullified in front of Hashem, v'abriya kula ke'ayin, that the whole entire creation is as if it doesn't exist, from such an understanding and from a recognition of such a feeling of the true oneness of the light of Hashem, that Hashem is the true and only deep reality in this world, then ne'elemet u'mitbatelet kol ha'mitziut ha'nivra. The whole entire creation and its reality is nullified and it's hidden. So to say, nature is nullified, the matrix is broken, all we see is Hashem. So the light of the day of Shabbat is this feeling of enod milvado. It's such a simple light. Shacharit in the morning is a simple light. It's not made up of a lot of different things. It's a simple light that's coming down. The Jew feels only the light of Hashem, as if everything is just the light of Ein Sof. Ve'ani, im kol ha'briya, names u'mita'anek betocho. Me, with the whole entire creation, I'm melting into this with the most immense pleasure possible, into this reality. Whoever merits can mamash feel tangibly how everything is nullified and just melting away. All that's left is just the godly light. It's high levels, but it's possible, right? That light includes everything inside of it. All of the finer details are inside of the light that comes before the prism, right? A simple light hits the prism, it becomes seven different colors. Those seven different colors are not separate than the light that's on the other side of the prism. Even more so, they're so unified that you can't even see their individuality, right?
But you should get it when you walk for a moment, or it's a Kodesh. So you get a level above.
Zat Hashem. When you get to that level, bro, let me know, please. Please. We're aspiring 100%, but at least a little taste of it on Shabbat.
Well, no, usually, like, I don't know, for me, ever since I came here, I feel like Shabbat is, like, of course, even higher, but, like, even the feeling that you get on Shabbat, I can carry the whole, like, every time I'm here in the land. When I go to the Saritz, it hurts. Like, but when I'm here with you guys, like, I'm in B'nai Brak, there's no depression. I haven't had to use all these things and this.
The land
did a tikkun for me to save my life, for sure.
You're very lucky. It's a big school to be able to see it. It's a mamash, it is.
It really saved my life. I mean, that's...
כי אחרי שבלילה הרגשנו איך השם יתברך מתגלה בכל דבר בתוך הבריאה. At night time, right, which is Bina, we're able to see how Hashem is being revealed in every single finer detail of the world. כי כולה חיה מאור השם יתברך, because everything exists and lives from the light of Hashem. Then we desired and we yearned to get to Hashem Himself. And now, הוא מתגלה בפנינו. Hashem is being revealed in front of us, and every single person, according to his level, feels the reality of Hashem, his reality. שהוא יתברך הוא הכל ואין עוד. That Hashem is everything and there's nothing besides Hashem. Then you have Shabbat Menucha. Shabbat Menucha, a Shabbat of tranquility, of rest. From that, a person is able to go inside this Noam v'Shalva, this tranquility, this pleasantness. Shabbat Menucha, Shabbat of rest. And this time, there's less songs in the morning of Shabbat. There's less zmirot in the morning of Shabbat. There's less speech in the morning of Shabbat. We don't talk as much. There's not so much of an idea of yearning, of wanting, of trying to get more. There's more of an internal comprehension, a soul comprehension. I grasp what is the true reality of the Creator. There's nothing besides Him. He's everything.
Right? It's like you can't say prayers in the morning on Shabbat because you're not allowed to mourn with the
It's not exactly morning, but yeah.
Yearning
for more, but yeah, exactly. On Shabbat, everything's revealed, that everything is complete. That there's no. But again, Tikkun Chatzot is nighttime. We're talking already about the morning here. Right? On one side, this comprehension is very clear to a person. Right? It's very clear to a person. And it gives a person a feeling of relax, of just chill out. Everything's good, everything's godliness. This world doesn't even exist. Calm down. On the other side, it's very, very fine. It's so fine that you can't even maybe explain to another person what is this feeling. That everything's just godliness, but you're eating. You went to synagogue, you sat in a room with 20, 30 people all praying to Hashem. How does that mean everything's one? I can't talk to you about it. I can't even explain it to you, right? But that's the case. It's just, it is, it's one. Like, and what's the difference between Shabbat morning and Shabbat night? I don't know, but last night I was on fire trying to connect, and then this morning I'm just connected. It's just the reality. Everybody, it's according to what they can measure in their own heart. Bitu. So the morning, Tzafa de Shabbat, the morning of Shabbat, it's a time of shalva, of tranquility, an internal recognition that is complete, that is clear. Then a person is able to go into the work of Bitu. What is Bitul? Including yourself in the light of Hashem. Not Bitul what we're talking in the West of self-nullification, you don't mean anything. No, you mean the world. But that world that you mean is the light of Hashem. How amazing would it be if you could just tap in now and then back into that source. Right? Like Rabbi David Aaron Oye says, that I don't want to be someone, I want to be some of the one. Right? I don't want to be separate. I want to be part of what I really am, which is just the oneness of Hashem. And my actions is as if they're happening by themselves, as if Hashem is just acting through me. So what is Bitu? Be a tool. Right? Exactly. What's our job to do in this time? Shabbat in the morning, what's the work to do? To absorb the simple light that is being illuminated in the world. To agree, to nullify yourself to that truth and to be included inside of it and to live it out. Because Hashem opens up the light, but we need to go in. We need to bring that light down into us. We need to acquire that light until it influences our soul and our body, and we want to live that light out and we want to nullify ourselves into that light. Baboke Yom Shabbat, last little footnote, in the morning of Shabbat, there's a feeling as if we're ascending to the world of Atzilut. And there in the Olam of Atzilut, we are taking immense pleasure and just basking in the light of oneness, in the light of unity. That's the Avodah. Next week we're going to talk about dipping in the mikveh in the morning. What is the intention of dipping in the mikveh in the morning before praying? And that's going to be one class. And then after that, the kavanot of Tfilat Shacharit. And then the reading of the Torah and Musaf. So we have, and then we're going to get into the meal. Baruch Hashem, we're going through all of Shabbat. May we all merit to really download these lights. One, to understand really the work of the nighttime, which is all about the yearning. Recognizing that first initial touch into infiniteness, into godliness, which leaves us only yearning for more and desiring more. And then getting to the morning where we just realize you don't need to desire anything. You are it. Everything is just nullified. So the show.